The gospel according to St. Mark, I'll read verse 1 and then verse 7 through 10. The Bible reads, "And when they came nigh to Jerusalem, unto Bethpage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, he sendeth forth two of his disciples." Verse 7, "And they brought the coat to Jesus, and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the trees, and strawed them in the way. And they that went before and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." On the basis of those verses this morning, we like to use a thought or a subject in the form of a question. What all happened the day Jesus rode the red carpet? What all happened the day that Jesus rode the red carpet? I thank God this morning for our men this morning. Hallelujah. They are short in number this morning due to sicknesses and different things that are going on, but nonetheless, not complaining, not giving excuses, but lifting up the name of Jesus. For the Bible declares where two or three gather in his name that he will be in the midst. So if you stop worrying about how you're going to do it, just do it to his glory, then everything will be all right. Hallelujah. If those things that we do, if we do them to the glory of God, hallelujah, and we please God, it's not about pleasing one another. It's all about pleasing God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just as I think about how good God has been, I just can't keep my arm from moving. When I think about how good God has been, something down on the inside. You know, they say that there's a little wheel down on the inside, and it's inside of another little wheel, and my little wheel on the inside done start turning, and as long as that wheel turning, I begin to feel God's power. And when I feel God's power, I know that there's power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Somebody need to say the name Jesus. Or you ought to be able to say it just a little bit better than that. Can anybody help me say Jesus? Glory, glory, glory. When you call on the King of Kings, there's no time to be cute. Not only have I heard, but I know that there's power in that name. There's deliverance in that name. There's peace of mind in that name. There's joy in that name. Now can somebody help me call Jesus? Jesus! You don't even need a preacher to call Jesus. Jesus. I guarantee you, it's as you go through whatever it is that you're going through, if you just get sidetracked just for a moment and start just saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And I guarantee you that devil will get up off of you. Somebody know what I'm talking about. You got to know how to get the enemy off of you. If you got a little bit of joy this morning, the enemy is going to try to steal your joy. But somebody ought to tell the devil, you a lie tonight. Because this joy that I have. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Just that word. Just that word will minister to every need that you may have. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody know exactly what I'm talking about. Because at your darkest hour, when the enemy thought he had you, you saw just a little hole, a little crack. And in that crack, you saw some light. And when I saw that light, I know all I got to do is follow the light, and everything going to be all right. Hallelujah, Jesus. That day when Jesus went into Jerusalem and they was crying, Hosanna! Save me right now! Hallelujah right now! Glory, glory. This is one of those days when you better get it when it's coming through. I don't plan on being up here long. In fact, I already about got mine. But I've been commissioned. I've been commissioned by God. And I do have a job that I must do this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Easy job this morning, though. Not going to worry your patience. Not going to try to make you shout. If it ain't in you, you don't have it no how. You got to want it. You don't have to want to do it like I do it. Just want to do it. And I just stopped by Fowl's Chapel this morning. Just to tell you what all happened the day that Jesus rode the red carpet. Simple, simple, simple message. To you that Palm Sunday have some significant meaning and is more than just another Sunday. It's even more than the Sunday before Easter. We look at it like that, but it's still more than just that. It signifies the last week that our Savior was to walk upon the earth. Palm Sunday. If you are a believer, if you're a person, love beautiful plants, beautiful trees. We live in an area where you won't find palm trees. If you needed a palm branch, then by the grace of God and through time, we can go to the florist. Someone has taken the time to bring palm trees and palm leaves and branches so that we will have access to them on a day such as today. But it's more than just a leaf. First of all, if you are a Christian or a believer, then it marks a day of grand celebration. Every week that God allows us to come to this sanctuary should be a day of celebration. I was here in this very same spot yesterday to do a eulogy for a young lady that was only 34 years old. That's a short time. And then, for some, that's a long time. But when you began to think about it could have been me. Everyone under the sound of my voice, self included, have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every day I have something that I need to talk to God about, to ask him to help me get a little closer, help me get a little bit stronger. Sometimes, you know me, I have to say, Lord, help me hold my mouth. Anybody in here ever have to ask the Lord for a little help along the way, because you know that I can't make this journey all by myself? Anybody found out that that's more than just words? We used to hear the old saints say, I can't make this journey all by myself. And it sounded good. But as we begin to live our lives, we know what they're talking about. It is a blessing from God just to be counted amongst the living. And today marks a very special time, a very special day for Christians, as our Savior made his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. A time of festivities, a time of the festival of the Passover. At this particular time, we had people that came from all of the many different regions. It just wasn't those that are locally in that area, but they came from all parts of the region. Just like when Lexington had a little barbecue festival. If you walk along Main Street and you began to talk to some folk, you talk to folk from Virginia, you talk to folk from Georgia, you talk to folk from all kinds of places out of the world. They came to Lexington on that particular day for the celebration of barbecue. And all them folk come down there to eat some barbecue. Get up early in the morning and stay out there all day long to eat some barbecue. For those of us that are local residents, we know that barbecue costs too much on that day. So eat your barbecue the week before or the week after and let them have the barbecue festival. But don't act like you don't do it. You got a few extra dollars, you might go up there and walk around. Because it's a festival. And when there's a festival, when there's something going on, it draws people. And we're talking about a festival of the Passover. A festival when the people of God remembered, this is the time we celebrate our deliverance. This is the time we celebrate that I'm not a slave anymore. I'm free. I'm free to lift up the name of Jesus. I'm free to go to any church house I want to go to. So at Passover time, I'm going to the festival where all of the people are going to be. When you think about it, this festival, everybody was all excited, and they had heard that the Messiah was coming to town. Not only did they hear that the Messiah was coming to town, they knew that the Messiah was going to bring deliverance. There were those that realized that when the Messiah comes, we don't have to worry about the Romans anymore, because they won't have authority over us anymore. When the Messiah comes, things are going to be different. We waiting on the Messiah right now. Things are different. Things are better, but we still waiting on God. So they're all excited about the fact that the Messiah is getting ready to come. Think about it. The streets are crowded with all kinds of people. And now here we are getting ready for the processional of a king. Think about it. Whenever we hear that a celebrity is coming to town, we pull out all of the stops. We realize that somebody special is coming. And if they're special, if they got clout, then we got to treat them like they got clout. And we got to lift them up and make everything all clean and shiny. And everything got to be just so. Think about the Academy Awards. And all of those people that have been doing all of this entertaining all throughout the year. But on that day, they are concerned about the red carpet. What am I going to wear? What am I going to look like? How am I going to get my hair done? How are my shoes going to look? Because when I get on the red carpet, all the lights are going to be on me. All the cameras are going to be on me. And I got to be ready for the red carpet. Thousands of dollars spent for one dress or one tux. Some of them wear dresses on the red carpet that cost more than you spend all year long. Just for an opportunity to step out on the red carpet. Think about if Queen Elizabeth came to visit President Obama. From the airport to the White House, there will be a particular route that has been chosen. Because Washington got some dirty, nasty streets. But I guarantee you the Queen won't ride or see those streets. Because somebody knows that the Queen is in town. So they're going to make sure that whatever route she got to travel, everything is spotless. Because we are representing the United States of America and the Queen of England is here. And we got to lay out the red carpet. When the Queen arrives at the White House in the long limo. All right. Red carpet coming down the steps. Right. President and Mrs. Obama is standing there erect waiting to give respect to the Queen. Right. He's the president, but the Queen is in town. Yeah. So let me tell you something. When the Queen is in town, even though he is the president, he must bow down. Don't never get to a place where you think you are so high, you don't have nobody to bow to. What all happened on the day that our Lord and Savior rode the red carpet? We've been talking about folk that walked the red carpet. But our Lord rode the red carpet. Think about the fact that he ought to have more clout than Queen Elizabeth. He ought to have a status that whenever we hear that Jesus is coming to town, we ought to be overly excited. We ought to be so excited that we ought to lose our very mind. The Bible says, and when they came nigh to Jerusalem, unto Bethpage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sent it forth two of his disciples. It does not say which two. Then he said, go into the village. And when you get to the village, as soon as you enter therein, you will find a coat tied wherein never a man has sat. Loose him. Bring him to me. Let me tell you something about Jesus. He knows what you're going to encounter before you encounter it. And he has a way of preparing you how to respond when somebody questions your faith walk. So here we have these two disciples being obedient to God. They got into the city and Jesus let them know in advance that if anybody asks you, why are you unloosing the coat? Tell them the Lord had need of it. Glory, hallelujah. If the Lord needed it, you ought to be able to let it go. But you got to have the right faith. You got to have the right spirit. You got to understand that sometimes when folks say that God said, God really did say it. And then on the other hand, you got to know that sometimes when folks said God said it, they said it. God had nothing to do with it. They just use God because God would sort of put leverage on it and get a little spunk. But the Bible says they went their way, found the coat tied by the door just like Jesus said. They were obedient and they loosed him. Just like Jesus said. Certain of them that stood there said unto them, what do ye? Leave him a coat alone. What are you messing with it for? Come on, preach your work. I said it like that. How would you say it if somebody messing with your property?
Watch yourself. Watch your mind. Watch your mind. Watch your mind. You see, sometimes when God does something, he does it in a way that you might not understand. But you got to learn how to be obedient. Just follow through and do what God say do. And because God is God, God realized that the man's heart is already going to be fixed. But I just want the disciples to know that I know what's going to happen. So I got to prepare them for their journey. So I want them to know that somebody is going to ask you. But all you got to tell them is that the Lord needs him. Verse 6 says, and they said unto them, even as Jesus had commanded, and they let him go. Just that easy. Obedience. When you be obedient to what God says do, blessings began to come. When you're obedient to what God said do, it may come in a different manner in which you expected, but your blessings will come. Sometimes we say God works in a mysterious way. And the mysterious way is that there are some things that we are not going to understand. There are some things that we don't know how God's going to work it out. But I just know God is going to work it out. But hallelujah, as I look here in the word of God, not only did they go and get the coat, but the Bible says that they brought the coat to Jesus. And when they brought the coat to Jesus, they began to take off the garments and they laid him on top of the coat. Research said that not only did the coat come, but the mother of the coat came and walked beside the coat because didn't want the coat to start acting a fool with Jesus on it. All right. You ain't never had nobody ride you before. You don't know what that coat might do. But we're talking about Jesus. When Jesus wants something to happen, Jesus know how to work it out. There might be some folks you don't like, but God know how to work it out. All you got to do is trust in the power of God. And I stop by to tell you this morning that the Lord God will work out your soul's salvation. All you got to do is be obedient to what the Lord say do. I stop by to tell you that Jesus is going to come again. But on that day when God was coming into Jerusalem, they say that they spread their garments all over the donkey. And then they laid branches all out in the way. Some of them began to take off the garments and laid them out in the front of the route. And as the donkey began to ride in, they began to wave the branches. Hosanna, Hosanna, Lord God in the highest, Son of David. They began to thank God from whom all blessings flow. They got excited about the fact that Jesus was coming down the red carpet. And they was excited about there was a man called Jesus. If there ever was a time that you ought to praise him, you better praise him right now. I stopped by to tell you what happened on that day when the Lord Jesus the Christ walked down the red carpet. And as he walked down the red carpet, people began to feel deliverance. They tell me that those in the front of him and those that were behind him, all of them began to cry out, Hosanna, save me right now, God. Come and see about me right now, God. I need you in my life right now. Anybody need Jesus? Anybody know that God is a mighty special individual? He's the one that sits higher than high. He's the one that we need to humble ourselves down. Here come the king riding on a coat. He didn't have to have a limousine. He didn't have to have a Rolls Royce. But he had an humble coat. Walked into the land. Came in as an humble servant. Sit up on that donkey. Believing that he had all power. He was the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, made a way out of no way. And I just thank God that on that blessed Sunday, as he came into Jerusalem, he made a way out of no way. And for that, I tell God, thank you. Anybody want to tell him thank you? Anybody got joy? Anybody love Jesus? Say yeah. On the day that our Lord rode the red carpet, it ought to be as special to us today We ought to be singing Hosanna. We ought to be glorifying his name. We ought to be excited about his return. The Bible says he is coming again. No man knows the day or the hour when he is going to appear. But Jesus said, be ye also ready. For when he comes, he wants you already ready. Getting ready time is right now. Right now, you need to be ready to receive our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. He is the one. Not only did he ride the red carpet, but after things were said and done and at eventide of the day, he left town, went back out. But hallelujah. If you want to know what happened Monday, come down the street. I hope the woman of God comes with what's going to happen on Monday. Now, I done got you through Sunday. Hallelujah, Jesus. If it be the Lord's will, and anybody missed something this week, I'll pull it back up come Sunday morning, because we're going to get it all. It don't take all day to tell it. Hallelujah, Jesus. All it takes is just two or three believers touching and agreeing, knowing that God is a real living God. My God is not dead. He is yet still alive. And I still want to know that I got somebody that'll help me cry out, Hosanna, Hosanna, Lord God Almighty, the one that is able. He's worthy. He is. He is the Lamb of God. And he's worthy this morning for all of our praises. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. That is what happened on the day that our Lord rode the red carpet. You know, we put so much emphasis on that special day in glorifying people. But what about God? Why can't we get excited about God? Why can't we get excited when we see the children of God come through? But there's something about our secular minds is that when we talk about earthly and secular things, we seem to get excited. When we talk about things that you like, you get excited. Sports makes you just lose your voice, hollering out. Sometimes it makes you lose your attitude. You get so mad because they done lost the game. But don't you lose the game of life. Trust the power of God. And don't wait on everybody to understand your faith walk. Some are not going to understand. But the Lord will work things out in his own way. And if you trust God, then this Sunday has meaning to you. It means that our Savior made his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And that was the start of what he had to do in sacrificing his life so that we would have the right to the tree of life. God is a good God this morning. And when I think about how good God has been, he is worthy. He's worthy of all of our praises. Because of death, and because we've been so surrounded with such sickness, we tend to be dwelling on that. But let us sort of lighten up a little bit. I know that a lot of our loved ones are sick. Some of you that I'm speaking to right now has situations and problems in your body. But let's not dwell on the negative. Let's look to the hills, knowing that that's where our help comes from. And if you're sick, your helper will give you that help. He'll do what you need him to do this morning. You got to learn how to, you know, they put those guiders on a horse so that he can't see off to the side to get his distraction and focus off. Sometimes you just need to put some blinders up so that you can stay focused on Jesus.